everybody, welcome to the Sportsmanlike Conduct YouTube channel. Wow, it's been a while. I think I say that on every episode I ever do, podcast related or YouTube related. One thing is when I guess you lose momentum or whatever, you got to keep it going. No matter how much time is in between, if it's something you're really passionate about, you got to keep it going. Anyways, I'm bringing you another card edition of the show. I am going to be talking today about going into football. So I hope everyone listening or watching is a football fan. I'm going to be posting this on my YouTube channel as well. But yeah, today I'm going to be talking about one player who, since I was a big Tom Brady fan growing up, there was always the thing, Peyton Manning versus Tom Brady. And today I am talking about Peyton Manning, a guy who I really kind of hated to watch growing up because him and Brady always put on the best duels, and I always wanted Brady to win. But then I realized when he retired in 2016, I was like sort of like heartbroken. I mean, man, this guy I rooted against, and of course who I think is the third best quarterback of all time now. I think Patrick Mahomes just surpassed him in this last Super Bowl. I know some people are like, oh my God, Elway. Seen some of the stuff Elway did, but what Peyton Manning was just able to do with just not, I mean, he had great weapons to start his career, but towards the later half of his career, didn't have all those great weapons, and he seemed to just succeed like crazy. Yeah, and I know people are going to bring up the playoffs and all that. Yeah, Manning is definitely a playoff flunker. He's cost them Super Bowl, throwing a pick six in the Super Bowl against the Saints, and that was a really bad interception. Didn't play well in either of his Super Bowls that he won. To run down the list, I mean, he owns Montana stat-wise. Yeah, 5-time MVP, 7-time All-Pro, 2-time Super Bowl champion. What'd he go to? 4 Super Bowls. Right, I believe 1, 2, 3 Super Bowls. He lost a lot of AFC title games that he should have won. I think he lost 1 time to the Jaguars. Like, it was a big upset. But again, I've never seen someone, him and Brady, where they would go up to the line and just be able to call the game from the line and just pick and choose where they're going to go and know what the defense is going to do and how they read the defenses. Peyton Manning, passing yards. I mean, he was first all time till Brady passed him. 71,940 passing yards, 539 TDs. Peyton Manning was just simply amazing. Some of the comebacks. Again, I was, like I said, big Brady fan. And anyways, I didn't even get to the card we're talking about. I am talking about his, today I'm talking about his rookie card, his 1998 Black Diamond, rookie diamond Peyton Manning. It's Upper Deck. And, talks about the sheriff. Talks about his 4-year total career in college, where he had 863 completions, 62.5 completion percentage, 11,201 passing yards. 89 TDs, 33 picks, and 12 touchdowns. A lot of people, this is the card. There's a lot of a few Peyton Manning rookie cards out there. The one thing about Peyton Manning rookie cards that always surprises me is the fact that they are super cheap. I mean, you could go out and get this card for less than $10. That's a lot of his rookie cards. His autograph cards, the people chase those. There's definitely a lot of Peyton Manning collectors out there. People always admire the way he played the game and how he carried himself and how he continues to carry himself, having the Manny cast and everything that he's done, that's all he's created. Omaha Productions really admire what Manning has done second half of his career, kind of like how he has really owned it. He, instead of trying to ESPN for years, is trying to hire him to be the Monday Night Football guy, but he went and he said, screw that. If you guys want me for Monday night, I'm going to have my brother Eli. We're going to hang out wherever we want and call the game from our studio / our homes. it's a pretty crazy, pretty fun. And they just bring on whoever the heck they want and they have a good time doing it. Anyways, back into more of the card. You know, on the back of the upper deck, rookie diamond card says Manning is fighting through his rookie season and is ranked among the AFC's top yardage passers, throwing for 1,300 yards and six touchdowns in his first six games with the Colts. Peyton Manning had a really rough rookie season, actually. As everybody remembers, the Jim Mora playoffs. Are you kidding me? Playoffs? Well, that didn't last long with Mora. Tony Dungy would be the next coach for Peyton Manning. Where, you know, Manning just excelled. I mean, not like he wasn't, he did it alone, but I mean, God, you could not have scripted his next two decades of dominance. Started off in his career, Marvin Harrison, where, you know, him and Harrison were just unbelievable. One of the greatest duos of this game you will ever see. You know, people talk about Montana Rice, Brady, and a whole bunch of people. I guess you could say Brady and Gronk. But Manning and Harrison were unbelievable. He started off his career with Marshall Faulk Faulk was traded to the Greatest Show on Turf for Edgerrin James. Crazy trade at the time because, you know, Marshall Faulk ends up, he won MVP, if I'm not mistaken. I need to go look that up. Anyways,
for people to realize, again, I'm not going into talking about values of cards and stuff like that all too much. I just kind of want to bring the story and bring more in-depth analysis and talk more about the player. Again, there are going to be a lot of players that I like. If you're here for card value and, you know, is this a good time to buy and all that, this isn't your show. Again, I'm here to talk just about the career of Peyton Manning and, you know, a card that, again, it's just his rookie cards are just stupid cheap. That's one thing. I don't see them ever really kind of going up in crazy value like what Brady's did, because people, you know, like myself, consider Brady the GOAT. And then there's Patrick Mahomes now, where everyone is like chasing Mahomes stuff, and Mahomes, he has a chance to pass Brady for sure. Absolutely. He doesn't need seven Super Bowls. If he gets to five and does has a few more crazy seasons, like he's definitely on the way for sure. But I think he's past Peyton Manning, no doubt, in this last Super Bowl, because guess what? Mahomes was the primary reason why they won those Super Bowls. I mean, I guess this is the last one, the defense won a little bit more, but still he had the game winning drive, and Manning kind of played pretty bad in both of his Super Bowls. So, back to Manning. Manning in his prime, unreal. Just there's two comebacks that always come to mind. And we'll start with the Brady Manning rivalry. You know, Brady had Manning on in the early 2000s. Manning finally came over the hump in 2006 AFC title game, where when the Pats, they were up 21-6 or 21-3 at halftime. And then the Colts will come back. It's just unbelievable. They come back. I think two offensive linemen scored touchdowns in this crazy game. And the Colts would end up winning. They would end up winning this game. And this is what sent Peyton Manning to his first Super Bowl, where he would play the Bears. Just like the Bears, who had no quarterback. It was Rex Grossman in the game. It was just so bad. And the Bears just, you know, everyone knew this game was not going to be pretty. I should have looked at the points, the spread of this game. But anyways, Peyton Manning, again, not having such a great game. I think Devin Hester ran a touchdown back in this. But the title game against Brady, that was more of like the Super Bowl. They would come back in the second half. Manning is just unbelievable. Finally getting over the hump against Brady and Belichick and getting to a Super Bowl. Because, you know, if he would have lost that year too,
then people are really going to be like doubting him. Like, man, he's almost been in the league for 10 seasons and he has not made a Super Bowl yet. He's made the playoffs a bunch of times. His regular season stats are unbelievable. We know that because at that point, you know, it was like, it was him versus Brady. Brady wasn't the GOAT by any means. Even after he won the three Super Bowls, you know, it was like Brady had the championships, but Manning had the stats. And, but the thing about Manning is he couldn't get it done in the playoffs up until that point. This was always like a long-term battle all the way up until even the mid 2010s until Brady won his fifth ring, where you're like, oh wow, yeah, Brady's the GOAT. There's like no comparison anymore. But from a talent standpoint, I always thought Manning was better than Joe Montana. That's why I am now third, Mahomes second. But again, I'm probably pissing a lot of people off by saying that. Mentioned the Brady Manning in 2006 AFC title game, or 2007 AFC title game. Sorry, 2007. I said 2006 earlier. Here's another crazy game. This game I remember even more bonkers. It was 2009. Brady versus Manning again. This was kind of like Belichick who wanted to pull his hair out in this game. Manning had just he had a great game. He threw three touchdowns to two picks up until a game-winning drive where Brady was, you know, had him in the game. Patriots were up as much as 31-14 at one point. And then all of a sudden, in the third quarter, late in the third quarter, Peyton Manning just has this unbelievable comeback. And this has to be probably, if Belichick looks back, this has to be like one of the most frustrating games for him to ever lose. This was known as the 4th-and-2 game where Kevin Falk was stopped on 4th-and-2. And it just like, it changed the whole momentum of the game. It was right at the 2-minute warning. I think Peyton Manning had to go like 40 yards. And it was crazy because, you know, the Patriots are only up by 6 points. They're up 34-28. When this 4th-and-2 happens, Belichick burned two timeouts, so he didn't have any challenges left to challenge the where the ball was for the line of scrimmage, because Kevin Falk had bobbled the ball and then maintained possession, but it was before the first down marker, so the referee made the right call. It was not a first down, and they cost him the game. I think that year the Colts were like 10-0, the Patriots were like 6-0. The Colts were 8-0, and the Patriots are 6-2, and that's what it was. And you know, again, the Patriots, they're dominating most of this game, and it just you have this unreal comeback by Manning, and you know, so 4th-and-2 happens, and they drive down the field easy. You know, the Patriots defense is gassed; they've already given up. You know, at this point, they've already given up can't even count, 2011, 16-point lead, you know, and again, kind of giving, especially in the final 8 minutes, they were up by 2 TDs still. So just kind of giving that up, it was very unpatriot-like, very un-Belichick-like for this to happen, but only Manning, it's like I said, this is like the only guy who could do this to the Patriots, make these comebacks, especially after the 2007 one. This has really get to Belichick, I'm sure, in his life. Peyton Manning throws this beautiful slant, 5-yard slant to Reggie Wayne. It was like their play. It was like they always had it down, and it was just like he could always deliver the ball in these like crazy, miraculous windows. And again, that was like my one thing always. Like I at that point in my life, I hated watching Manny. It was like a love hate thing. Like, you know, like with kind of with Kobe, like I hate the Lakers, but, you know, I disliked watching Kobe, but it was just more of a love hate kind of thing. You know, it's like, damn, I'd never want to see this player leave the game. That was the same thing with Peyton Manning at the time. And obviously rest in peace to Kobe, but, it was like, you know, so Manning scores a touchdown here, and the Colts go ahead with 13 seconds left, 35-34 after the extra point.
And the Patriots, they just gave it up. It's like, here it is, Peyton Manning, you know, 2009, you know, that was the same year, 2009 season, 2010 Super Bowl. That was the same year he would go against the Saints and lose that Super Bowl. That was kind of like where it's like, man, Brady hasn't made a Super Bowl in six seasons. He hasn't won a Super Bowl in six seasons. He lost the miraculous 2008 Super Bowl. That was, you know, just never, I just can never believe, and still, you know, am surprised, still shocked every time I hear it, that Eli Manning and David Tyree super glued his helmet on the catch. And it's just like unbelievable. Play and catch. Just that whole sequence is just one of the most bizarre games you'll ever see. But yeah, back to the other Manning brother, not Eli. Back to Peyton. Peyton again. Anybody, just go back and watch some of his comebacks. Some of his, especially against the Patriots, other comebacks were another one. I had to go back and watch this, and I think back all the way to 2003 when I was watching this game. Peyton Manning was down 21 points with 3:42 to go against a guy who I could not stand, John Gruden and the Buccaneers. So, the Bucs won in 2003. So I think this is the year they won. Anyway, so they had a really good defense. John Lynch, Simeon Rice, Derek Brooks. God, who else am I missing on that defense? But, man, so many Hall of Famers on that defense. And so the Bucs are up 35-14 with 3:42 to go on fourth and six, with 2:36 to go. Manning throws the game-winning touchdown. It was a dart to Marvin Harrison, and it was just like, how the hell did he even score this? It was just. Again, I encourage you guys to go look it up. Maybe I'm going to throw it in the middle of this clip as well. But he throws a dart to Marvin Harrison where he scores his touchdown, and it's just unbelievable. Throughout this whole comeback, Manning needed one onside kick and one crazy personal foul to set up the Colts for the score. The Bucs defense just completely broke down, giving up a long ball to Marvin Harrison. The Colts would tie the game at 35, and the game eventually went overtime. And then here's a name I haven't said in forever until I watched this comeback. Mike Vanderjagt hit the game-winning field goal. The Colts win 38-35. Again, man, it's just like Peyton Manning at that point. It's like there was a, you know, in the early 2000s, no, the game has never seen a quarterback like Manning. I know, again, from a talent perspective, I always thought Manning had the total package. From like everything, you know, Brady, I think got better as his career went on, and that's what made him the GOAT, you know, but Brady early on was definitely not the Brady in the mid 2000s. I mean, Brady got better every year. Manning was just ready by the time he came in the league. I know he didn't have a good rookie year, but, unbelievable Peyton Manning, but yeah, back on everything. It's, I love talking about these guys. You know, I know everyone's calling for Joe Burrow and Mahomes to be the Brady Manning of this era. Doesn't look like that, you know. I mean, who knows? You know, Mahomes has three rings now, and Burrow has been to one but hasn't won it. So maybe something like this will ride the ship, or maybe Josh Allen will be that guy. We'll see. But right now, it doesn't look like anybody's challenging Mahomes. It looks like it's Mahomes and the rest of the field. But again, for the longest time, you know, it was always this guy, the sheriff, always kind of leading the way and just making remarkable stuff happen. You know, love watching him throughout my childhood. Again, there's always a love hate relationship, but, yeah, wanted to talk about, Peyton Manning. If you guys don't have a card of his, go out and buy one on eBay. God, 10 bucks for a rookie card. A lot of different rookie cards. I guess this flagship rookie is, Topps Chrome that you go out and get, or his 2000 SPX, or 2000, yeah, sorry, not 2000, 1998 SPX, I think it is. Anyways, I guess don't quote me on that. I should probably put that in the show notes as well.
But definitely gonna be adding in some highlights through this, and I hope you guys all enjoy it, and I definitely look to get better as this goes. I will be throwing this up also on my YouTube channel as well. Hope you guys all enjoy it, and have a great day. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, and leave me some feedback. Let me know some more stuff you want to hear about, or maybe there's a certain player you want to hear about. Remember, vintage is a little hard for me. I'm a little younger than some of the older generation. Just kidding. But definitely, we'll try to go back, do some homework, and talk more, some more cards. And look forward to talking to you guys all next time, and hearing back from anybody.